Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Vampire Diaries on the VRO. I'm Keisha, on the line with me is Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Hey, okay, so I definitely just ran to grab my food out of the oven and literally ran back and made it just in time for the countdown to make it to the intro of the show.
Because you're just that good.
I am that good. It was clutch. And it was super exciting. And I felt thrilled. Enough about my food that I'm desperately wanting to eat, but I can't right now. Yes, we are here to talk about The Vampire Diaries' first ever concept episode, Hell is Other People. And as you remember from the mid-season finale, Damon and Stefan get trapped in the Phoenix Stone. And when we enter this episode, it's Damon's personal hell. Which, I don't know, I might be biased, but, you know, being in the Civil War era for me would be personal hell because I wouldn't have human rights. But that's just deep.
I wish they showed Stefan's personal hell. I feel like his would have been a little more interesting.
Me too. Because I think the problem what I have with this, sorry, I have food in my mouth. Okay. bad etiquette. I'm so hungry. Okay. we've seen Damon do terrible things. We've seen him kill a pregnant woman. We saw him kill Jeremy in front of Elena. We've seen these personal attacks. So him, you know, going to this safe house for deserters and accidentally having them all killed wasn't that big a deal for me, but apparently it was a big deal for David. What do you think, Kristen?
I agree. I was like, he was trying. I mean, granted, he had selfish reasons for doing it. He wanted to go back to Stefan, but at the same time, that wasn't selfish because he was trying to help his brother after their mother died. But he was trying to just bring them back. It's not like he purposely went there to kill anyone. So I was like, why is he just reliving this day over and over? Because that guy, Henry, was annoying me. I was like, if he talks about his girlfriend, who he thinks is a peach, one more time, my ears were going to bleed. Oh, my God. And hey there, hero. Shut up, Henry. So yeah, I've seen Damon do worse things. I didn't understand why they were focusing more on that. To me, we were just talking about this before we went live. For me, I would have rather seen the things with him and Lily because I feel like that was more of what has been torturing him all these years anyway. If that makes sense. Like I know you weren't a big fan of the Damon and Lily scenes, but I don't know. I feel like he needed to go through that. So to me, I would have rather seen more of that than the whole deserter house thing. But whatever, that's just me.
Well, the cool thing about that was, you know, Granny with a gun. I mean, she was pretty badass.
She was creepy as shit. old people and kids creep me out. And that lady had a gun, and she was scary looking.
Yeah, she was great. So shout out to the creepy grandma. Hope you're living it up in purgatory, wherever you are. But also, I kept thinking about why this day. And the only logical explanation I can come up with this being, like, the worst day of his life is that maybe it was, like, the worst thing he'd ever done as a human.
Mm-hmm.
Which is totally different from him as a vampire.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
Yeah, but the thing is that what happened wasn't entirely his fault.
Yeah, but
you know, I don't know.
It could be one of those things. I think also it could be one of those things where you think, you know, this is the worst thing you've ever done. This is terrible. This makes you a terrible person. But then if you look at it from someone else's perspective, it's not. Like, what are you talking about? Why are you beating yourself up over this? So maybe that was the whole point of him being trapped into this or into this little personal hell. It's not always about what really happened, but how you perceive things to happen.
He thought that was his worst day, even though it might not have been.
I don't know. Their dad was pretty scary, and he went through some stuff with that. So I don't know. I think he's seen worse days. That Thanksgiving episode alone was awful.
You know, I know it was horrible. The one thing that confused me though was like he was seeing Lily, right? But Lily wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like when he actually lived that day, Lily wasn't there. So why were they? I don't know. That whole thing confuses me. Maybe it's because I wasn't really into it. That I just blocked it out.
Block it out.
Yeah, because when they showed like Bonnie trying to bring him back, poor Bonnie, by the way, that girl always gets the short end of the stick. What the hell?
She's like the resident fixer. She comes in, no one gives a damn about her and her problems. They're just like, Bonnie, drop everything you're doing, come save this person.
Seriously. I mean, let's be realistic, okay? When we watch the originals, there are like 4 or 5 covens of witches in New Orleans. There's not another witch that can help Bonnie in Mystic Falls. Like, just one.
All the witches are just gone.
All the witches are in New Orleans. Everybody's like, forget Bonnie. Seriously, she can't get some help?
That's a good point. I have no idea why. Well, I'm thinking of it now, and it's confusing me because, I don't know, there are clearly other witches in the world, and there should be some in the area. I mean,
exactly.
I don't think witches are rare.
I mean, especially because Mystic Falls is a supernatural town. They have witches. I mean, they have vampires and werewolves and travelers or whatever the hell those people were called. They have all these people. And then the one witch that they bring in is Kai, who tries to kill everybody.
Maybe it's that other witches avoid the town, because even throughout the show, it's not like they had any homegrown witches. Like, everybody came to Mystic Falls for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And Bonnie's family is like the only one that where they're clearly, they live there. Which I still think is kind of weird, but Mystic Falls is a small town apparently. And there are no witches. But yeah, Bonnie, can we get some help? Can we page a witch? 1-800-PAGE-A-WITCH? You know,
seriously.
Get some voices in there. But yeah. Oh, and then
when Bonnie was trying to bring Damon back, and Stefan said something about what he went through before he came out, because obviously Bonnie was able to bring him back and not Damon. I was like, what the hell? Like, I wanted to see what Stefan went through, but I don't know. Did you see the preview for next week? Because I'm wondering if they are gonna show a little bit of what Stefan went through.
I didn't see the preview. What's in the preview?
Well, you know, the previews now, they show like a quick thing. Like, you can't really figure out what's going on. But he was saying something, I think, to Caroline about having to let Damon go. Like, that was part of his hell. He had to let Damon go.
Oh, wait, I didn't see
that.
And
someone was underwater or something. So I'm like, I don't know if they're going to show what Stefan went through, but I feel like his would be more interesting because, you know, Stefan's a ripper.
But let's be real, Stefan's more interesting. Sorry, Damon, you're beautiful, you have great eyes and all that stuff, but I feel like Stefan's the more interesting brother, and I would totally date him.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my God.
He's just
okay, so what were you saying about Lily?
Oh, yeah, Lily. Okay, so I think also it's a combination of guilt. It's the guilt of that day for him as a human, but also the recent guilt of his mom, clearly. So your hell isn't exactly one thing. I think it's just like the things that bother you the most manifesting into this day from hell.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. But
yes.
I would love to see what Stefan's day looks like.
I know.
I'm trying to. What if it's like, you know, it would be funny if it was like just on that road trip he took with Klaus, and it's just him sitting there listening to Klaus talk about Klaus all day long. Like that's just
and that's his hell.
That's why he goes to New Orleans. Let's be real.
Oh, he misses Klaus.
Is Klausy there?
Well,
that's just a word of warning. I love Clefin. They are legit for me.
That's a real relationship.
Whichever. But, yeah. Oh, so I was reading Julie Fleck's bloggy thingy. And she was talking about, you know, I don't know what, well, I guess because Buffy the Vampire Slayer was so great, and she brought up the Hush episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it would be really cool if they did something like that, like where all of the main cast is impaired in a way. And they had to use other senses to defeat this evil. But then again, that would be rehashing Hush, which is one of the greatest episodes of TV ever.
Sorry, I haven't seen it.
Oh my goodness. Girl, drop everything. Go see it. It is amazing. It's one of those episodes. It's so quiet. It's because basically, oh gosh, I'll explain this to you later. Everyone who knows this episode, I mean, we're judging you right now. But anyway.
Sorry.
Anyway, what I think my point was that Julie Fleck mentioning that episode made me think about having a crossover with the Vampire Diaries, and now I have a weird imagination going on. So, yeah.
Which is not hard to do. It's not hard for you to have a strange imagination about certain episodes.
Thanks.
Oh, my God. That's what makes you awesome.
Okay, cool beans. Okay,
what were you thinking when they finally brought Damon back and he was like attacking everybody? I was like, oh shit! I thought it was another like hallucination.
Please be real. But then I was like, oh snap! He done knocked out. He essentially attacked a pregnant lady and his brother, and.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm afraid that we're going to get, like, Ripper Damon, if that makes sense. I'm not excited about Ripper Damon.
Yeah,
or
I don't know.
Be.
I don't know what's going to happen with that because he wants to go back into the Phoenix Zone to, I guess, see Lily again or try to save Lily. So I'm like, what are they going to do? Because I don't think they can do that unless they, what, stab him again?
They're going to have to, like, institutionalize it. Maybe that's the reason Stefan goes to New Orleans, because he said he had to get somewhere magic free.
I don't know, though, because remember...
I don't know.
Yeah, because we were trying to figure out if Stefan goes to New Orleans in the flash forwards, which... Thank God we're done with that. I think we're done with it. I don't know. Oh, my God. I spoke too soon. Maybe it's going to happen next
please.
Week. But we were talking about whether or not he goes to New Orleans in the flash forward to talk to Klaus because he's running from something, or if it happens now in present day. So who knows? They're just throwing curveballs at us.
I don't know. I'm just confused as to where this is. Where do we go from here? I mean, I know Damon. I just don't know where the season's going, honestly. I really don't. I don't. Is the big goal to like kill Julian? Is it to save Damon?
Yeah, that confuses me too, because usually they have like the one big bad of the season. Obviously, last year was Kai, and he was the best. So this year is a little, you know, not as good. but we thought, yeah, because Kai was the best villain to me. And I thought this season was going to be more focused on the heretics, but, like, we haven't even seen them. They haven't played that much of a part in the season. And now it's like
they're
Julian.
Still in the background playing checkers or something.
Who knows? But it's like Julian, to me, he's more annoying than... I was like, oh, he better not burn Stefan's body.
He's like the most boring villain ever. Because,
like,
he could be so interesting, but he, like, literally does... He does something, like, once every 3 weeks.
Yeah, like, and it's like 2 seconds that he's on screen.
Mm-hmm. He's not interesting to me. Like, when Klaus came to town, it was like, ooh, I'm going to mess with everybody. I'm killing. I'm going after everybody you loved and ever talked to. I'm infiltrating your school. I'm compelling people. Meanwhile, Julian's sitting over here in the background like, ooh, let me lie about forcing an abortion on someone. Ooh, let me talk about my love for Lily, who is now dead. I'm so angry. Okay. Oh, here's an opportunity. Let me stab them and put them in the Phoenix Dome. Now I'm going to sit around and wait. Why don't you be more active, Julian? What is your plan?
Exactly.
Gosh, I'm so frustrated. I want Julian to be cool, and he's not.
He's really not.
We've been spoiled.
Yes. I don't think any villain that they can bring on is going to live up to Kai for us.
No. This is not happening. We'll see where the rest of the season goes, but, I mean, the concept episode wasn't bad. I mean, it worked perfectly within the storyline of the season so far. I mean,
wait, which
like,
one? This one?
Yeah, this one. I mean, it makes sense to go into the Phoenix Dome, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if they were going to do a concept episode like this, this would be the opportunity to do that with. It wouldn't work any other way.
Yeah.
Now, can we, like, figure out where we're going and, like, put this plot in the overdrive? Because I feel like we ain't going anywhere now. We're sitting in traffic.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's true. It feels like it's like it wants to go somewhere, but it's like, stuck here. Like, yeah, I'm thinking about it, but it's not really, I don't know. It's weird.
We're in limbo.
Yes. Yes, that is what it feels like. I don't know. Hopefully it'll get better now that, I guess they're going to have to try to figure out how to control Damon because he went crazy and attacked everybody. So I guess they're, I don't know, hopefully it'll build up again. I just think for a winter premiere, I feel like it was kind of like, it felt like a filler episode.
Yeah, because usually, like, you want to throw all the stops out. Like, okay, they got stabbed in the finale.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Oh, now we're in Damon. Oh, now we're in Groundhog Day, Damon world.
Yeah, they should have. I think they should have picked up. They should have picked up like where it left off. Because to me, like when Damon woke up, Bonnie told him that he had been in the Phoenix Zone for 3 months. So it's like, well, then show us what happened in those 3 months. It had to be some crazy shit.
Or maybe they skipped it because Julian's so boring, he didn't do anything. Like, really? That makes me even angrier.
Maybe he was just sitting at the restaurant.
He's the slowest acting villain ever. I don't even want to call him a villain. He's just some dude who occasionally does stuff. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see Damon unhinged. It's always fun to see unhinged characters. I would love to see Bonnie go super dark. That would be my wish for this season. I want her to be the villain. Her dark, dark Bonnie.
What? You want Bonnie to be the villain?
And not die, but, like, be, you know, rehabilitated. But I want her to be like, you know what? I am done with this crap. And it's kind of like Django Unchained, but...
Oh, my God.
I've been carrying your ass for this many years. I'm coming for my revenge. Boom. I don't know. I just think that would be fun.
I like Bonnie how she is. I'd hate that they just want her to do everything. Like, it seems like Matt and Caroline are the only ones that really look out for her. But at the same time, they're still, like, helping her do all this stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. I like that she's more confident. That's cool. And I do love Bonnie. I love her. I just hate the way she gets treated.
Hey, where was
Ben, though? Huh? Oh, yeah. He didn't matter.
He's going to matter in 3 years when he's dating Bonnie.
He's off, like, mourning Lily's death. So he wasn't important enough for this episode. We'll see where the rest of the season goes. But I have no clue. So I don't have any predictions. I just have a few. I just want a really interesting villain. Like, even Tristan on the original was more interesting than this person.
Yeah, he is a little more interesting.
But that's a different show, guys. So, goal number one, make an interesting villain. Make us hate him so much. Not out of boredom, but out of true hatred for what he's done. That's my wish.
Yeah, he has like a little hint of something, but he's not like going there for me. It's just like they don't even show him enough. Not that, like, I know you don't care to see him anymore, but it's like maybe if they gave him a little more screen time to actually get us to really not like this guy, you know what I mean? But I feel like we're just not really like invested in it because they don't even show him. So really, what are these people doing?
Yeah. I think the word we're looking for is underdeveloped. Hasn't been established. Like, what? Yeah. So many questions there. Maybe they'll use the next half of the season to explain.
Hopefully, because something's going to have to add up to why Stefan is running and, you know, all this stuff that happened in the flash forwards that I hated that they stuck in our heads that this shit is going to happen. So we're like, oh my God, how is this going to end up this way? Like, I don't know. Come on, people. Not to knock the writers either, because they're doing their thing. It's just, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if this show is going to eventually end sooner than we thought it was. And they're just trying to like rush through and get to wherever they want to be. But I just feel like they're skipping so much for us.
I feel cheated having these futures revealed, and then now we have to, like, figure out how to get there.
Exactly.
But then, like, once you get there, it's not exciting anymore because we know what happened.
Exactly.
So that's why I'm just, like, it just feels so in limbo. But... yeah, hopefully things speed along. And I know that I don't know if they're going to flash forward to those futures until the very end because Michael Narducci, the producer on the show, was saying that if they were to move the show 3 years up,
That would kill any other possibilities of a crossover with the originals, which people desperately,
yeah, because the timing would be
love.
Off, right?
Yeah. People desperately want to have that, you know, interaction. I know Claroline, people want that. And, I mean, it's just cool to have those two worlds, knowing there's a possibility that someone could pop in. And
mm-hmm.
if you move one show into the future, you either have to move the other show into the future, or you have to deal with the fact that they're on two different timelines, and then all your hopes and dreams of that are put, that potential are crushed.
Exactly.
So it's a hard spot to be in. So, we'll see. I think that's like my catchphrase now. We'll see. We'll see.
We just have to wait and see what the second half does. Hopefully it picks back up and goes back to old school TVD that we love.
Exactly. Let's get back to that. Let's get back to the thrill of the excitement and surprises and some kind of goal that we all want. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening. You want to catch up on our other reviews, you can head over to thevro.com, on Facebook at Variety Radio Line, and on Twitter at thevro. Shout out to, okay, because we have a couple people that constantly retweet our stuff, for the Vampire Diaries at least.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd have pulled this up earlier. Kristen, help me out.
I don't know. I don't have it down either.
I don't know. There was this lady. I think her name, her screen name is like Damon Salvatore. She's really, really nice, and she reblogs all the time, and she's very sweet, and I wish I remembered and didn't have the memory of a goldfish, or, like, I mean, or Dory, actually.
Yeah, you and I both.
But yes, shout out to everyone who all shows us love. I promise I'll write back down the the names next time and give you a proper shout out. But yeah, thanks again, and we will catch you on the flip side. Bye.
Bye.